Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the Best of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon on Fox Sports Radio.
Hello, welcome inside, and happy Friday. Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Today's Friday.
Harmon, who couldn't be here tonight because he actually went to the Rockets game, and I just saw him running on camera a few minutes ago, streaking, but was tackled by security and escorted out. So Harmon's not going to be with us tonight. It's very disappointing, but hey. I just watched it happen. It was a little disruptive, a little weird, a little crazy. But hey, this is basketball.
Yeah, here's the only problem.
Oh, you're here. Oh,
yeah.
But
no.
How did you get out of the police custody?
Well,
so
you
fast?
Know, I happened to have my Comrex in my backpack as I entered the arena. I had to check it at the door, but
yeah,
you know, eventually, as I got arraigned really quickly, even though it was a Friday night, you thought the judges weren't going to be gone. No.
Oh,
they
good.
Let me through. But here's the thing: is that you know that's one of the great advantages when a guy of that shape and size gets onto a court. He doesn't have the calves, quads, or ass that I do. issue, which means I was ruled out as a suspect pretty fast.
Yes, this was a really tall, skinny dude wearing some kind of G-string who runs on the court in the middle of the Rockets game. This game is now late into the fourth quarter. Runs onto the court and kind of stands at center court. And he just kind of puts his arms up and kind of like dances, and then he just gets steamrolled by a couple of security guards who just sandwich him and just knock him to the ground. Happy April Fool's Day. I don't know that that's going to be repeated at any time after seeing that video.
I mean, we had a lot of bad April Fool's jokes, really some terrible work, folks.
LeBron's April Fool's joke was the worst. I'm out for the season. See you next fall. That's the worst joke.
The problem, yeah, because there's been a lot of angst and hand-wringing over it. So, yeah, let's screw with the emotions of Laker fans a little bit. I hate you. I mean, Chris Parnell and Ron, you know, Anchorman. Ron, and your poop mouth.
But that's LeBron. He's awkward. His personality is awkward.
Yeah,
he thinks
bad job by him.
He thinks that, you know, Laker fans are like, oh, my God, we're not even going to get in the playing round. Is he going to even play tonight? Nope, I'm out for the year. And obviously it's an April Fool's joke, you know, to say I'll see you in the fall with a peace sign. But it just he's awkward. And his personality for the last 20 years, it's strange. It's been the points where – oh, he thought that was a good idea.
Well,
he thinks that's a good idea. Now, I get he's got a lot of IDGAF because it's LeBron James, but still, many things, you know, for two decades now, I can say, ooh, I don't know if I would have done that if I was him. And this is that, joking that he's out for the year.
Yeah, I know we talk all the time about how much guys are reading their mentions. They're on Twitter. I mean, we saw the Kevin Durant and Nick Wright thing get escalated the other day. I mean, that was fun and exciting. Calling him Little Nicky.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was next. And comparing himself to God, which is a whole other thing, on the court. But LeBron James, if there was ever a moment where he could say, you know what, I really don't pay attention to what anybody's talking about, this would be the only thing he could put in the column to say, there's evidence. Because he did not read the room.
No,
you said, he really didn't care. I think he does is the problem, which is why we get to the Shakespearean, he doth protest too much that he doesn't read any of the mentions. But like this, like, why would you play with the emotions of fans? Because, look, not everybody woke up all armed and ready that it was April Fool's Day. Right, most of the world gets their lunch pails, puts their hard hat on, their jaunty hat, whatever they're doing, and they go to their work, and they're not pondering how to play pranks. You know what? Because they're not 12.
Today is April Fool's Day. Happy April Fool's.
Which, I mean, look, that's why when trades and signings, right, I got a note from someone who goes, oh, look what your White Sox did. And it was they signed Felix Hernandez to a 2-year, $6 million deal. Like, all right, I'm not that gullible. But then later on, there was a trade with the Dodgers. And then, obviously, for you, you just kept hoping that there were no blue check marks next to all the updates out of the Mets.
No, and that's the case. Look, we'll get to that in a second, but just really quick, because it's just coming in now. LeBron James will, in fact, play tonight against the Pelicans. It will be LeBron and AD back in this must-win game against New Orleans, and this goes along with exactly what I've been saying, is what games is he going to play? He's going to play the games that the Lakers have a chance to win. Again, he doesn't want to be on the hook for the Lakers missing the playoffs. So the games he has missed have been games the Lakers have had no shot in. But now here he is in a winnable game, him and AD back, so he's playing in this one. So I said two games he's playing, this and Oklahoma City are the two games. He's playing in this one. It's going exactly to script. We are as scripted, Mike Harmon, here on April Fool's Day. Even though we are as scripted.
Now, I almost want to give you a Dr. D. David Schultz slap to the head as if you're Stossel going, you think it's fake? But, look, and as I've said, and I'm consistent all the way along, if he thinks he's getting a pass for the season because of this, he's delusional. That's worse than thinking your April Fool's joke was going to pay off.
Yeah, but then still, it's the end of the season, and you know he's thinking, well, if I'm not out there at the very end – they can't blame me. Yeah,
no, and that's fine.
It's the immediacy of the blame, which you know people are ready to stand up and go, I've been waiting for this for 20 years for LeBron. He's not good enough to get his team in the playoffs. That's what he doesn't want. The other guys
and
are
he can not want it all he wants, no, but it's still true.
Yeah, but it's not
still true.
The same.
I mean,
it's
he can
be the same.
He can convince himself sitting on his unicorn rafter or whatever the hell he's doing in his pool when he's not at Blaze Pizza hanging out with you. He can convince himself. And his sycophants around him can convince himself of that, but that doesn't make it so.
Yeah, but it's not the same if he's not playing at the end of the season. I mean, look, people like to find things to blame LeBron James for, right? That just happens, and that stuff, you throw your arms up and say, okay. And I mean people, I mean fans, the media. Find way. I'm going to invent a way to be mad at LeBron James.
Well, or to make him a deity. I mean, it goes both ways.
Look, clearly RJ Barrett is the god of the NBA. I wonder what Lil B, the base god, would have to think about this. But if he's not on the floor at the end of the season, you lose a lot of teeth of, well, LeBron wasn't out there, he wasn't healthy. And the argument, LeBron couldn't get him yeah, but he didn't play at the end of the season. Yeah, maybe LeBron would have won one more game. Maybe it's different if you're actually not playing. If he's not on the floor, you can't get as much blame. I was hurt. What do you want from me? I mean, this is why I pointed out 6 weeks ago, how many games is he really going to play at the end of the year? Is he really going to play? Once the Lakers find themselves in the position of falling out of the play-in tournament, and that's the thing, is because that's what I've said from the beginning. It's not if they're in the play-in. Once they look like they could be falling out, because it's got to be at a point where it could go either way. It can't be when it's too late and LeBron can't win them back in. No. It's got to be when it's still up in the air and it could go either way. That's when you see how many games is LeBron James really going to play in down the stretch, right? He's got to find a way to do it where it's not as obvious as, I'm missing the game because of this reason. So what have we seen so far? The last year, which have been must-win games? Oh, no. He hasn't been able to play. But now he can play because it's a winnable game tonight, right? The other games are not winnable games, right? I mean, we've talked about that a lot. Every time you mention LeBron, you talk about how hard the Lakers' schedule is, hardest schedule in the NBA down the stretch. He hasn't played in the games where they've had no shot, right? Because then it's, LeBron can't win this game. But a winnable game. And then, I played in the game and we won. Now we see what happens after tonight as we get into the games next week before they play Oklahoma City.
But it's funny because as you make that argument, you're also giving credence to the, it's not a winnable game even if I play, is what the subtext of what you just said is. So in the end, victory, Harmon. He still wears it. Hello, welcome to Friday night. I'm celebrating WrestleMania. I will be your heel for the evening.
You're the heel all the time, man. You step into that heel role really easy. I mean, that's
pretty damn good.
You're like one of those I'm trying to think of a good wrestler that just went back and forth like 100 times from being a good guy to being a heel, then being a good guy again, and then being a heel and being a good guy.
That's a good question.
Because Macho Man went from being a heel to a good guy, and everybody kind of always liked him. Throughout the end. So after he started out as a heel, then he got to be a good guy. Like Hulk Hogan was a heel, then he was a good guy. He's kind of saying, once you become a good guy, it's hard to go back into that heel aspect.
There's actually a thread on Reddit about it, and someone theorized right away it was Big Show.
How do you know that right away? That's fast on the internet, finding that. I'm on Reddit, right? How do you find Reddit right that fast? Unless you're on it already.
No, because I'm the best there is, the best there was. I'm stealing strength from Brett the Hitman Hart on that one. No, but that is an interesting
I found
idea.
A Reddit theme. I mentioned this 4 seconds ago. Yeah, but I'm on Reddit. I found a theme. I'm posting under Swollen Calves. That's me now. That's me.
No, but
my burner
funny,
account
right?
is right here.
So WrestleMania is in Dallas this weekend, two-night event, tomorrow night and Sunday, and then tonight you have the Hall of Fame inductions. Posthumously, you've got Vader going in. Steiner Brothers are going in. Nobody expected that one. And obviously, The Undertaker is your headliner with a couple of other folks who I'm not recalling off the top of my head. But I went to the last time it was in Dallas, and electric environment, right? We took over a couple of parking spots and we just had lots of coolers of beer. And folks we didn't have a car there, but we Ubered and just took over spots in the lot and made a lot of friends. But Roman Reigns is the guy that comes to mind, right? Like he's getting the big push right now and he's as a heel because when they tried to put him over as a face, nobody liked him and he couldn't get over. right? He wasn't great on the microphone, still a little stiff in the ring, and he went and he got better, and now he embraced the heel turn. It's like, well, if they were going to boo me anyway, and now he's hanging out with Heyman, which is about as good as it gets. Well, you want to talk about
John Heyman, he's got all the big baseball news. I didn't know he was hanging out with him, really.
Well, I mean, you want to talk about a guy who plays the heel every time he posts.
All right, yeah.
Is this going to be true, John? What's your batting average these days, John?
Sit down, Buck. Nobody cares about your batting average. Real credit card questions require real people, someone who understands your issues and works to resolve them with you. That's why Discover offers helpful U.S.-based reps available 24-7. Discover, exceptionally common sense. But look, it's all going according to plan. The last 7-8 games of the season, I said, these are the two LeBron's going to play. Here's the first one. And now we see how it goes. A win tonight, and suddenly he buys a couple of games to not say, okay, we could still be right there. After and then I'll play in Oklahoma City. Everything is according to plan. Right? I feel like the evil guy in the movie. Everything is according to plan. Everything is going.
Well, let me ask you this question.
Like Hans in the beginning of Die Hard. Police involvement was inevitability. Be of good cheer and call me when you hit the last lock. Like, everything is still got. I mean, you know, John McClane hasn't come in yet, but everything is still going according to plan. LeBron's playing the games I thought he was going to play, which is the winnable one. So he can't really blame when they lose, when he doesn't play in the bigger games and they lose and don't make the playoffs.
Well, I mean, we celebrate John McClane all over, right? The retirement of Bruce Willis. Good thoughts to him and you know, all the support for his health that we can get. And then John McClane of the Houston Chronicle retired.
A lot of retired, yeah.
Two of those things come together. But what do you hope happens tonight?
Oh, come on. I want the Lakers to stay in it all the way to the end. The playoffs are way more interesting with LeBron James and the Lakers in them than with LeBron James and the Lakers not in them.
Absolutely.
Right? You want star power in the play-in rounds, and we're going to have it, right? We want the Lakers in the West and the Nets in the East, right? We're going to have the star power. Those first couple of days of the play-in turn, which is exciting, when we confuse teams winning these 7, 8, 9, 10 games as teams that can actually go far, it's kind of fun. Oh, wait, look at the damage they could do because they just beat a 9 and a 10 seed. Oh, this team could go all the way. No, I like the confusion of that. But of course, listen, it's better when they're in, right? It's better when the Yankees are in the playoffs. It's better when the evil empires are there, and it's way better. I want the Lakers to get in, to get in the play-in round, to move out of the play-in round, to play in the first round, to play the Suns. That's better. So I, you know, look, as nice as it would be a story for the Spurs to somehow get in, right? No, the Lakers getting in is best for
Oh, it's
for
better
everybody.
For business.
Yeah,
it's better no,
for everybody.
Good for talk radio, good for sports television. Certainly more red ink and minutes of content for all of us. So, yeah, no, that's the big win. I just wanted to see if I could catch you in that awkward moan of, I want him going down in flames because I've been calling this all. That's all. I was waiting to see if I could get you. If I could, with my inner villain and challenging you from my point of being the show heel, if I could get you to commit and you still soft shoot it, which means I'll have to come back out in the middle of someone else's match later on and try again.
And hit you with a foreign object. I'll throw salt in your eyes.
Look, there may be a branded chair. You could buy this online in the shop at $199.
Dealing with a dead battery? Head to AutoZone, America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like free battery testing and free battery charging. Their free battery testing can help you know if you need a new battery or not. And if you do happen to need a replacement battery, they can help with that too. They got reliable replacement batteries starting at just $79.99, and they're the only place you can find proven tough Duralast batteries. So next time you're having battery trouble, head to AutoZone, your battery solution, and America's number one battery destination. Well, coming up next, the mantra that the U.S. men's national team is going to have for the next 8 months. I got it. I'm coining it right here on the show.
Nice.
Plus, yes, what happened today in Major League Baseball, that only happens to me.
It's not your fault.
It happens to him, too. But it only happens to me. That's next right here. Fox.
Mic check. If you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game, what's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. And let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcast from.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid Kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Fox Sports Radio, The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Hobo.
Pelicans lead the Lakers 38-33 midway through the second quarter. An absolute must win for the Lakers tonight. We'll have more on this coming up in a few minutes. But the big story of the day, we now know where the United States men's national team is headed. It is Group B. It is England. It is Iran. It is one of many countries. It could be Ukraine. It could be Wales. So not the toughest draw, also not the easiest draw. Joining us now on the hotline, longtime friend of the show. You can follow him on Twitter at Eric Winalda. That is at Eric Winalda, former USMNT star. E-Dub, what's happening, man? How are you?
I'm good. Well, you guys sound like you're in a good mood.
We're happy. Look, we're in the World Cup, right? It's not 4 years ago where it's, oh, man, this is awful.
It's too soon.
Yeah, no, it's a different it's definitely a different feel today. You know what's funny is I had a dark suspicion that it was going to be England or Brazil, but I think all of us, you know, spinning out of this now, if we've got a chance to digest it, I think the U.S. has shown got to be very happy with this job, and incredibly happy. It could have been a lot worse.
Yeah, is Robert Green going to play keeper again for England? Boy, I'd love that. I mean, if he played keeper again, that'd be great. We'd win like 6-0.
Yeah, no, I don't know about that, but I'll tell you, I was thinking about that. It's interesting you said that. I've done a couple calls today, and I think one of the weaker points, Pickford is their goalkeeper right now. you look at the top teams in England, and, you know, they don't really have – I don't think that their goalkeeping position is anywhere close to their strength. The top teams all have foreign goalkeepers, and it might very well be the case by the time we get to August or September that we might have all three of our goalkeepers playing in England. So that's going to be really interesting to see how that plays out.
Yeah, it's funny, Eric, after the game against Costa Rica, Jason and I were on air going, how do we feel about this? Because it was a lackluster effort, I think would be the kind way to say it, but you know you're qualifying. So it was one of those, you know, our sports talk radio in us is, hey, let's be mad about the result, but also just say, all right, succeed and proceed, move on. So I guess the larger question is, all right, ascribe a meaning to it, right? To just the qualifying process for me.
Well, qualifying is so much more difficult than people understand. I mean, we look at these little small destinations on the map and we say, well, we should be able to beat those guys. And not until you put the jersey on and you walk through those gates and see what those environments are all about. Costa Rica, by the way, we've never won down there. It's since the 80s. I mean, it's like they've got our number. And my biggest concern was is that we went down there and we needed to get a result. I don't care about the loss. I really don't. And people are going to say I'm whatever about that. But thank God we got the point in Mexico. Thank God we blew out Panama and really figured it out on the night. But as long as we're in, we're in. And people need to understand that whether you come in first or whether you come in third, or even if you go through the playoff and get in like Mexico had to do a couple of years ago, it really doesn't matter. We're in the World Cup, and now all bets are off. You can focus on playing games at very different venues than what you're going to see through CONCACAF and really what the guys are going to be used to. So I expect this team to do well. I really do. I think it's set up for them to – they have a great team. They're all healthy. This could be one of our best World Cups ever.
Yeah, look, as I said after, I said, hey, this is actually the best result for fans because we can celebrate getting in but still complain about Greg Berhalter. So it's perfect. It is perfect. We'd still go, man, what's going on? What's going on? You know, because the thing is about this, Eric, and I said this should be the United States motto for the next 8 months. Tell me what you think. I said the motto should be we can beat anybody because we can. Because when I see them, when they're healthy and motivated, you see them go up and down the field, and it's, oh, my goodness, there is nobody that we can't hang with. But I've also seen us play games where, boy, we really can lose to anybody, where we're not motivated, and for some reason we're running in mud. So I feel like the mantra should be the U.S. Men's National Team 2022. We can beat anybody. We can lose to anybody. That's kind of how I feel.
Well, you're not wrong at all. And that's, you know, and it's so funny because when you get into these games, and if, let's see how it all spins out. If it is Wales or possibly Ukraine, this, you know, or even Scotland, this tournament could get really strange, especially if it's Wales or Scotland. The focus is going to be completely on England and their battle with their neighbors. And we get to kind of sit back, let all the riffraff just talk and let them get to fight with each other, beat each other up, and then we're able to just manage the tournament. Now, to your point, though, the fact that we can beat everybody or anybody is pretty cool. And I think that's always been the case, even going back to 1994. I don't think 90 we were ready, but we could certainly beat anybody. But my problem is with Greg as a coach is that we're too damn predictable. Everybody knows what we're doing. I think that's the biggest crutch we have. Even though we have talented players, it doesn't matter how talented you are if the opposition is completely prepared for everything you're going to throw at them. We got to get more creative. We got to be at least figuring out a different style of play, but being a little bit less predictable is going to be the biggest challenge for our manager.
I thought it was curious that he immediately started going, saying, hey, don't take these teams lightly. You know, kind of an extension of what you were saying before, Eric, just saying just because they're small countries and you may not know their style of play, the fact that he was going to that really quickly concerned me a little bit. It's like, no, don't worry about what the media has to say. Make sure the guys in the locker room aren't taking them lightly.
Well, right, true, but, I mean, here's the one thing about, I mean, forget all the political nature of a game against Iran. We understand that and the history and all that. But Carlos Queiroz, okay, this guy is a very astute manager. I'll go back to the World Cup where he pretty much shut down Argentina. This is a team that will never score two goals. They'll score one and get out of there 1-0. It is a difficult game. So looking at that just from face value, I think that's where he's going with this. But don't take these teams lightly. Don't expect us to beat Iran 3-0 because nobody has in the last 2 years. So it's a very defensive setup. It's a team that's going to try and get you on the counter. So there's some serious challenges for the U.S. team because it's three completely different styles of play.
All right, so if I'm getting this right, let me tweet this out. Eric Winalda says, team too predictable, needs Ted Lasso trick plays. What do you like? What do you like that? The Sandman? The Sandman seemed to work in Ted Lasso. I don't know about some of the other ones.
At this point, Greg Berhalter just show up at the game wearing a visor. just go with the glasses. I mean, it doesn't matter. Everybody's focused on what shoes he's wearing. Just take it to the next level. We're already there. So, I mean, look, I've known Greg a long time. He's very pragmatic. He's a thinker, and he really is a presentation guy. He's not, and I've played with him. He was a teammate. I've known him for years. Not a big inspirational guy. Not a guy that's really going to get the guys all charged up. That's not his style. But I just think in this particular World Cup, with the nature of all of it, I mean, playing against Iran and Qatar, that sounds a little spooky to me. That's a scary game. But I do think that this team, if they can just play to their potential, they could do great things. And it really is going to have to come from within. They'll come together. It's very hard to build a team culture through a pandemic, so you got to give Greg some credit there. But this is a talented team, man. I just hope that they get it right on the day, because if they do, this could be pretty exciting.
So I'm just into the curiosity now. All right, you've made it, and now you have to train and get yourself ready for 8 months from now. Not to mention just the surroundings, as you mentioned, going to Qatar, whichever we're pronouncing it.
It's changed the pronunciation over years. It's changed.
Well, it's okay.
Just stop it with the Qatar. It's Qatar. I mean, if you're going to pick a team, okay, here's the other part of this, which I think is interesting. If let's say Wales and England get in, you're going to pick two teams that hate the sun. There you go. They hate the heat. They never play well in those kind of environments, and especially dry heat. I think that that's a wonderful advantage for the U.S. We have the ability to probably take our team and start training in places like Phoenix or Vegas and getting used and acclimated to that kind of stuff. So, I mean, I think it's a huge advantage. I really do. I think the fact that we've got England and possibly Wales or Scotland, I mean, those guys can't take it if it gets over 75 degrees. It'd be a whole new game for them.
Dude, I just love that you dropped an 85-year-old. It's hot, but it's a dry heat. I like that you dropped that line.
Hey, dude, I'm 50 now. This is the way I think, I'm not wearing those big black goggle glasses yet, but I'm almost there. It's something to think about.
All right, so lastly, let me ask you this now, because this is going to be the first time for a lot of these players. We didn't make the World Cup 4 years ago. You're traveling halfway around the world for a tournament, and everything is going to be difficult. Everything is new. What's the biggest thing that they need to know going, the biggest piece of it? Because you've done that before. You've done it. You know it. What's the biggest piece of advice you can give these players who are going to experience this for the first time?
Well, I think what's really interesting is when you go to a World Cup, you're on your own, man. You guys stay isolated. Very few times do you even really get to experience the World Cup and all the stuff that's going around outside and the partying and whatnot. You are locked in, so it's really not that big of an adjustment. You're going to the hotel, you go to the field, you come back, you play some FIFA, you get a nice dinner. You have some meetings, you start over. And that tournament will go so fast for them. And I guess the best advice is just keep doing what you're doing. Keep stay in your routine. Don't do anything outside of your routine because it will jack you up. And that's the way it's been through this pandemic. It really has been a team that's had to prepare. They know each other.
a lot better. They finally know what each other's teeth look like because we don't have to wear masks, but they've had the opportunity to be together. The World Cup is 30 days. It's less than that. It's going to be 30 days of just concentration on what we're doing. We're here to do a job. And I think this group has already kind of prepared themselves for that because of everything they've already been through.
He's on Twitter at Eric Winalda. That is at Eric Winalda, former USMNT star. Check out the website, Winalda11.com. That's Winalda11.com. E-Dub, thanks for making time for us here on a Friday night. Really appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
Always. Love talking to you guys. See you soon. Right.
Thanks, Eric. Stuff, appreciate man. You.
Yeah.
I love that was awesome.
He kind of dug the Ted Lasso. They'll run the,
no,
run the Sandman on. Let's run the Sandman
let's get,
on.
Let's get some lead Tasso out there. See if Berhalter's got a second gear in him.
Yeah. But he really did say, you know, it's a dry heat. You know, they don't like the heat. But it's
so good,
dry.
Though. He's so smooth, so good. I can't wait to the lead up to this and more frequent conversations. So good stuff.
Heat. It's a dry heat. No, but look, I mean, we mentioned it last hour, but United States, we can beat anybody. We can also lose to anybody.
Yeah.
And that's actually a positive, right? Because I'm already getting people, you're beating. No. That's a positive because when's the last time we came into a World Cup and you thought we could go all the way?
Yeah.
Right. We can have a deep run in that. We can get into the knockout round and then we can get into the round of eight. We can do all. When's the last time? It doesn't happen. Right, it's always we're good, we're getting better, but eventually we're going to come up against a pretty big team, and they're going to wind up beating us, and that's what's going to happen. Look, you heard him say,
but we got years of just trying to get in.
Right, exactly.
Right, it's not even a hey, we're in now. Yeah. Let's figure it out.
Right.
That we haven't had that experience in a while.
No, and now we're in. And you remember the last time when we played the last World Cup game we played against Belgium, right? I'm going back two World Cups when we lost to them in a game we needed to win to stay alive and stay in. And it was, how do we not beat Belgium? And I remember so much of the talk being, Belgium's a small country, but they produce all these players and all. And you heard Eric talk about it. Look, these smaller countries, why aren't we as good? We're there now. Right, we're there. We're just as good as the other teams, right? Our stars are just as good. Yes, you have the Messis and the Cristiano Ronaldo, but most of it, we're just as good. We're producing really good players. The boom is here. And so it's actually a positive thing that we can play and be this good, because this means now we have a floor, right? We have a high ceiling, or we can go really far. The floor can also fall out from under us at any moment, right? It could be like that, sorry, spoiler. It could be like one of the Squid Games. The floor could fall out from you at any moment. But we can now get that high. It's not just, hey, before it was, eventually the floor is going to fall out from under us. Now it's, the floor can fall, but we can also get really high. I mean, we've had the big boon of the last 10 years or so, and now we're just as good. And it's gonna be a fun next 8 months. And the bottom line of qualifying is, we're probably never going to have to worry about qualifying again. Because next time, we're one of the host countries, which means you're automatically in, so there's no qualifying in 2026. And then by the time you get to 2030, they're going to double the field for the World Cup, which means qualifying is going to be even easier. It'll be like the top 7 of 8 teams in CONCACAF are going to qualify.
That's good. So it's like really getting into a bowl game.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, just be 500, right? Just be 500, you're in. So the days of qualifying and this nervousness and everything, that's kind of over now. So it's like, okay, we could take a big, deep breath and exhale and go, all right, let's go forward now. These are the good times now. The good times are here for United States soccer. I've said it all along. They're here. They're coming. We're going to have a big World Cup.
Well, we watch some of these guys grow, and you see them play on the international stage, and you see, you know, the type of press and acknowledgement of their game that's out there. Certainly with me being involved in the collectible side of things, you watch how the market moves with some of the performances, and there's more excitement for these young men's national team stars and people, and the interest is growing. I just texted Maddie. It's like, we just talked, you know, men's national team. She goes, wait, you never do that. I go, World Cup day, baby. Let's go. Women's national team. She goes, wait. Men's national team? You're talking? I was like, hey, the World Cup draw was while you were at school, buddy.
Yeah, listen.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
She needs to know that I need this day off from school so I can watch the World Cup draw. She had to know ahead of time to ask.
You know what?
Off.
I debated it, but she had already been off to camp for 3 days.
Oh, yeah. Did she play the human foosball at
You know what? I haven't gotten all the details. Okay. I know they were dealing with the one kid whose mom wanted them to live stream all this stuff. You got to listen to the whole show and the whole week. This was a big deal because wanted to track his every minute. So sure you didn't put a little device on your daughter, but we'll get to that another time. But she said there was just a lot where he was whining a bit.
Yeah,
well, someone needed to take his picture. And stuff. So she was frustrated.
I chaperoned the trip to AstroCamp because Zoe took it a couple years ago. It was just you go from 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th grade, and I can't tell you the number of kids. The first time they went, they were so excited to be away from home. And the first day they're so, and then that first night, it's, can I use your phone, Mr. Jason, to call my mom? I'm like, it's 10:30. It's time to go to sleep, but I gotta call my mom. Yeah, it's once you get away from home, you get a little bit of, hey, I've been untethered now for a while, so there gets to be a little bit of drama here and there.
You know, I got one text from Madeline while she was gone. Hey, Dad, what's the password for this streaming service? We're gonna sit and watch a movie together, and I'm the only one that has this service. Like, can you send me the password?
We're gonna stream the last couple seasons of Supernatural. So let's go. We're gonna watch that, Dad.
But it was basically that kind of thing. It's like, well, we're in the cabin. Well, because we had precipitation. Right? Mm-hmm. So it wasn't even, hey, we can sit outside.
You can just say
and
rain.
Out.
You're not a weatherman. Just say rain, you jerk. Just say you elitist. Just say we had rain. Precipitation is coming.
Rain. Hey, in the mountain, they had a little bit of snowfall, too. So
Dallas rain.
If only my hair was that perfect I had that level of tan.
We had precipitation. We had winds coming out of the southwest and high pressure fronts.
Well, there
just
were.
Say
there,
it
was
rain.
A, there was a
just
lot of stuff going on. Well, so it poured that evening, so you know all their plans to sit out, look at stars, blah blah blah, were gone, which meant they were in their cabin. So I was like, all right, I got my phone, I can stream something. Hey, Dad, what's the password?
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced.
Bring it on.
Every rivalry,
Every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Hobo.
Live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. If you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. And that's why Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. That's discover.com/match. Limitations. They do apply. We are a few minutes away from the Lakers and the Pelicans game of the night. Look, it's the end of the season. We're talking about drama in the play-in round. It's kind of where we're at. But, you know, today was a very sad day for me, Mike Harmon. Today was a really sad day. Well, it's a Friday. It's a Friday, and I'm excited because Zoe comes back from her vacation tomorrow, from her trip to New York, and they got to New York today. They're doing New York today and tomorrow in the trip, and she texted me. This is great. You'll love this. She texted me from the bus as she's driving into New York. They're all on the bus going in, and I said, "Hey, how's your trip going in?" You know, she went to Boston first with her class, a seventh grade trip, and then she went to New York, and I said, "How's your trip going in?" She goes, "Great. We're waving to people and they're all flipping us off."
That's good.
And I said, "Welcome to New York." There's no more welcome to New York moment than that. We're waving to people and people are flipping us off.
That's funny because I've had nothing but pleasant times in New York.
Yeah,
it's actually long-term one of my favorite places and a possibility for, you know, Harmon 2.0, you know, the second half of the life and all. But I don't know. That's a little disconcerting.
You keep threatening this Harmon 2.0, and I think that's just an idea. You keep threatening. You threaten
a lot of places with
Harmon 2.0.
Well, I mean, it's got to have public transportation is really what it comes down to.
Okay.
Because I hate my car. Okay. I hate driving, and I hate the people on the road. I'm currently at a rate of nearly getting hit about 10 times just walking the dog on a given week. I don't know if they hate the dog or they hate me or the combination thereof. But
Maybe you should just go to a park. Maybe just go to a park instead. Maybe this is fate telling you, hey, dude.
But then I have to get in a car, and I've got to still get past these knuckleheads.
Well, it wasn't my fault you bought a dog, and now that you're the one taking
care of it. You leave the dog. I wasn't complaining about the dog. I'm complaining about the jerks in my neighborhood.
Listen, jerks. I know how much the dog loves you. I know it, but
hey, someone has to. I don't have many left. I mean, when you play the heel as long as I have, dive off the bandwagon after a while.
You know, I asked my aunt once, I said, why do you always buy, because she always has a cat, right? She has a cat, and she'll have for a long time. She's had probably about 4 cats in her life. And I said, why do you always have a cat? She goes, because it's the only thing in the house that's going to love me unconditionally. And I
True.
Said, oh, that's a little dark, but okay, I get it. I understand that. I get it. So, I get the dog loves you unconditionally. Take it to a park. Go to a dog park. You don't have to. I'm picturing you, like, running across the street in the middle of traffic trying to beat the light with the dog. Come on, go.
No. He's shorter and stumpier than I am. But the problem is going to the dog park is that there's nobody there to kind of police what's a big dog and a small dog. So you got people running around with Great Danes in the little dog park.
Okay.
Which means the little dogs go find a cover under a bush and hide.
Oh, okay.
It's not good. It's bad for business. Bunch of rogues running around. But you know what? We're going to get LeBron James on the court tonight. We are getting great theater. And I'm glad that Zoe has had a fantastic time. I really hope that she comes back from New York with better memories than, hey, they flipped us off.
Well, I'm sure she will. Like, she's they're at a play tonight. Or I think they went to see – what'd they go to see tonight? They went to see Phantom or Aladdin. I forget what they went to go see.
Even Aladdin has a number of themes and problems to it that the average school child shouldn't be taking in. But Phantom is next level. And then, really, the rest of the stuff on Broadway is dicey. My daughters and I had a hell of a time when
Broadway.
We went a few months
ago. Mike Harmon has your theater review. Broadway is dicey. That's it. 3 words. That's all you need to know. Okay.
Oh, no.
You missed. Anywhere.
Hey, no.
The point of clarification
there was the content and a bunch of 13-year-olds looking around going, what does that mean?
or giggling because of what's in there.
You're the one that showed your kids Midsummer. So, you know, I'm sorry, I don't have
sympathy. We enjoyed
for
it.
That.
You know, that might actually be this post-Oscars world. That might be our first movie experience on Sunday.
Dude, that's
it's got Cheedy.
Oh.
And it's.
Dude, it's I still can't believe you showed your kids.
It's got Yelena, and it's got Cheedy. I mean, come on.
But she's not Yelena, and I made macaroni. I mean, she's not Yelena in this. It's not, man.
Yeah, but Cheedy found out about the meaning of life, didn't he?
Yeah, yes, he did. Yes.
So he really, I mean, they bridged well. I mean, it's an expanded universe.
DJ, some lessons are learned the hard way in Midsummer, DJ. All right. If you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. And that's why Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply. I'm laughing because I'm picturing you in the big flower outfit. That she's in at the end trying to walk across. Hey, come on, let's go.
Hey, man, that you want to talk about finding out who people are in an environment, right, in terms of cosplay? You walk in with that, you're going to divide a room very quickly.
Yes, very so. But my initial point was how sad I was today, because today is the day that I've officially started to say goodbye to Jacob deGrom. Because, it's been coming for a long time. Really, I don't think anybody was surprised after hearing the news last night. Jacob deGrom is now going to be out at least a month, most likely two, with a stress reaction in his shoulder. He was supposed to pitch today, but he felt tightness in his shoulder. An MRI today revealed that he's got a stress reaction in his right scapula. He won't throw for a month. Then he's going to be reevaluated. So the earliest he'll come back is probably around Memorial Day. Because if you're not throwing, you have to ramp up, be able to pitch, and they're going to take their time with him. So already he's missing the first 2 months of the season. And this is it. Today was the day. This is a big day because, look, DeGrom is the best pitcher in baseball. He's the best pitcher the Mets have had in 20 years. You know, I mean, DeGrom is it, man. It's Tom Seaver, Dwight Gooden, and then DeGrom. I mean, that's really what they've had. It's Seaver, Gooden, and DeGrom. And now whatever he gives the Mets, he gives. Like, I'm past the point of where I can rely on him. He's now, hey, if he plays, great. If he doesn't, I don't expect it anymore. Because the guy's 33, and now he can't stay healthy. He can't pitch for more than a month without something happening, and then him having to be shut down. And then every time he does come back, you hold your breath. More than the Dodgers ever held their breath with Clayton Kershaw, and they did every time he pitched because of his back. With DeGrom, did he step the wrong way? How did he throw that ball? I mean, there's so many things that happened to him, and it's sad and it's too bad, but he's going to opt out of his contract. He's going to want a new deal, and the Mets can't give him any money. You can't commit money to a guy who suddenly you don't know when he's ever going to be able to pitch for you again. He's just hurt too much. And so now today, while it was sad, it was actually a very cathartic day, because now I know, okay, I can't get upset. I can't think back and go, oh, maybe when this happens, oh, if this would just happen. No, he's going to be out. When he does play, great. But I can expect to not be with him. And you feel that way. Everybody gets to a point when you have a player on your team. And it doesn't matter the sport, but you know all players through the course of your history that you know that, boy, this guy was so good, but it got to a point where I just can't rely on him anymore because it's been too many injuries over too long a period of time, and it's not going to get any better, and the player is getting older, and that's it. And you go from relying on a guy to looking forward to when he comes back to not being able to wait till he comes back, and then it's, if he comes back, great. If not, I'm expecting to move on without him. You have to move on without him, and I'm going to spend the next few months with this now, you know, 6-7 month goodbye to DeGrom, knowing that this is the last time he's going to wear a Mets uniform. Maybe he starts 15 games. I don't know. Maybe he doesn't start at all. Maybe something happens in his rehab and he's set back. Maybe he can't do it. Maybe he's going to miss 3 months. You know, there's another pitcher who had the same injury. Michael Wacha had this injury a couple of years ago, and he missed 3.5 months before he came back. So I just don't know. But it comes to a point where it's It's you have to face reality, and I'm facing that. He's just going to pitch whatever he does for this year, and then he's done. And the best pitcher in the game is probably never going to be the same. And his window of greatness, I mean, this guy's had a Sandy Koufax-like career, and he's having a Sandy Koufax-like career. Koufax, whose career ended when he was 30 years old, but there was nobody more dominant in his years of pitching. DeGrom is kind of a latter-day Sandy Koufax. That's kind of the career he's had. Two Cy Youngs, he finished third. He's been the best pitcher in the game now, bar none, for the last 6 years. It's a very Koufax-like run, and it's also going to end very early.
Well, to be fair, with Sandy Koufax, you did get 12 years where he did have an awful lot of appearances, right? With Jacob DeGrom, we didn't get quite that level.
No, because he came up when
longevity.
He was 26. Yeah, he came up when he was 26.
And I appreciate you trying to attach him to one of the greats of all time and frustrate Dodger fans going, he's no Sandy Koufax. How dare you? But certainly, I mean, a 2 to 3 year run that you could say was about as good as it gets, right? When you look at his 2018, even though he only won 10 games. Hi. 0.91 whip and a 1.7 ERA for his career, a 2.5, 77, and 53. Unfortunately, he was a Met. So for all the brilliance, he'll have never won more than 15 games in a season.
Yeah.
There's guys that are far lesser pitchers who've done that multiple times in a career by accident. Well, and also just being able to take the ball 35 times per season. But you look at 2020, 12 games started, obviously a shortened season. And then last year, just 15 starts. It's tough, right, to recognize. I mean, look, you got a decade out of him, nearly. I'm pushing it. Because you're like, we're rounding up, Jason, so that we can add to the longevity of his career. But yeah, it's hard, especially pitchers. We talk about it all the time. You know, that window. And curious if we, unlike quarterbacks in the NFL, where we're seeing more and more guaranteed money, if we don't start seeing more incentive based stuff for years 4, 5, and 6 on deals. It's like, all right, we need you to get to at least 25 starts, or this doesn't work. Right, we're paying you as an ace and to stay an ace, not based on what you've done. But contracts are a whole other matter. The fact that he's going to miss up to 2 months at a minimum is just awful for the game, because you want to see superstars on the field. I know folks do their hand ring. Ah, there's plenty of guys. Like, really? A bunch of them are already starting with injuries, right? We're excited. Hey, Tatis and the Padres. Let's see what they – oh, wait. No, none of him. And now DeGrom on the other side, you know, you want to match up star power and hitters and pitchers. Here's a guy that even if he's a – that's every fifth day we don't get to watch you ride the lightning with him for a while.
Oh,
that's a loss for us and for our audience.
It is, because it's okay, he's good. Because it's not just, hey, pitching a great game. It's okay, he pitched 7 innings. Then I got to sweat out the bullpen in the last 2 innings, right? And then after the game is over, I have to sweat out that nothing bad came up after the game. Oh, yep. You know, DeGrom felt a twinge here. So it's like, I got to sweat out the game. Then I got to sweat out the bullpen. Then I got to sweat out after the game. Then I got to sweat out the next day. Then I got to sweat out his throw day 2 days later. Oh, he's ready to pitch. I mean, it's constant sweating. It's like sweating Jansen, except it's so much sweating. It's a constant sweat.
Well,
it's all
it's good
just
for
dripping
your,
down
your,
my body.
Yeah, it's good for your physical being, and you did not need to leave America with that image in their heads. It was really upsetting. And
so sweaty.
You know, you got
so
have
many stairs. So sweaty.
Yeah, I mean, that's so like sweaty. A radio MA right there, a warning that folks should have gotten before the image of you and your sweatiness came in. But it's really the mental taxation of that kind of thing on as a fan of a squad. And you all know it out there, wherever you're listening, however you're listening to it on a Friday night, we appreciate you. You know, you live and die with the good, the bad, and the ugly of your squad. But what you hope is that the stars are there to at least give you some good, some bad, some ugly, so you have a legitimate beef or reason to celebrate your season. Now you're watching, going the first month or two, it's like, all right, what are we? And what is he when he comes back? A lot of wishing, wanting, and hoping. And that's not good. It's supposed to be about hope springing eternal.
Yeah. No, not anymore. It's what it is. Everybody's gone through this. Now,
look at you, Mad Max.
It's all on you, baby. Oh, and now Max Scherzer, of course, has a minor hamstring tweak, but the Mets say he's going to be okay. Mets can't have nice things. I can't even celebrate one bleeping start by the guy before he's got a minor hamstring issue. But right now, he's okay for opening day. The Mets can't have nice things. But don't get me caught up on Scherzer. No, this is DeGrom. And it's sad but cathartic. I'm reading through the whole different stages of loss and how you, the best way to do it, a lot of deep breathing exercises, but
and
that's
sandwiches.
What it is. Can't count on, yeah, oh, I could go for a sandwich right now. But can't count on him anymore. Just can't do it. And I get it. I completely understand. But this is the day because, you know, there comes a point where a player is hurt so many times where you say, whatever it's going to be, it's going to be. And with the out at the end of this year, I mean, hey, maybe he's going to surprise everybody and say, I won't exercise the out in my contract. But you know he thinks he's still going to get paid someplace else. I mean, it's sad, but this is it. This is it. But you can't keep riding this train. As good as he's been, he's 33. He's not going to get healthier. Right, and he already can't stay in, and you're worried about something different all the time. It's not like it's one injury, boy. That elbow keeps. No, it's an elbow or a shoulder or a forearm or a bicep, or it's so many different things. It's a back. It's the guy just can't stay healthy, and it's it. It's the beginning of my 6 month goodbye to Jacob DeGrom. It's like knowing that your kid's going off to college, or that you know somebody.
Well, you were having a meltdown for your kid leaving for 4 days to go.
Yeah,
to
that
camp.
Was tough, buddy. I need some time on that. But I'm only in seventh grade. She's only in seventh grade, so I got time for that. I got time.
I'm only in seventh grade.
I'm in seventh grade.
Well, sometimes, hey, he said it, folks. The cat out of the bag.
I'm only in seventh grade. You choose me. Yeah, I Ralph Wiggum that in a big way, right?
Just
there.
A little bit, but that's okay.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule-release to learn more.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.